Good afternoon. May the Lord give you his peace. This is Father Stosh Daly, joining you on this Tuesday from St. Gabriel Catholic Radio with your daily message of hope. As we consider our lives today, we turn towards the Lord and give him thanks and praise for all of the blessings he has bestowed upon us, even those blessings that were hidden in disguise. We consider the deep manifestation of his love for us, for our loved ones, for our co-workers. As we are in the month of June, we consider the beauty, the treasure that is the heart of Jesus given to us in the Holy Eucharist, the heart of Jesus that is able to be exposed before us in our homes, the heart of Jesus that allows us to cry out to Jesus as our King, brother, and friend. We consider, but only for a moment, some of the titles given to the Sacred Heart of Jesus that help us to draw closer and closer to him in prayer. Heart of Jesus, enriching all who invoke you. Heart of Jesus, patient and most merciful. Heart of Jesus, obedient unto death. Heart of Jesus, source of all consolation. Heart of Jesus, our life and resurrection. Heart of Jesus, most worthy of all praise. Heart of Jesus, King and center of all hearts. Heart of Jesus, tabernacle of the Most High. Heart of Jesus, sacred temple of God. Heart of Jesus, of infinite majesty. As we consider these different titles taken from the Litany of the Sacred Heart on this Tuesday in the month of June, let us also consider, just for a brief moment, something given to us by St. John Paul II. He said about the Sacred Heart of Jesus, "Through the heart of the Son, God the Father approaches our hearts and comes to us." God the Father comes to our hearts through the heart of his Son, Jesus. Now, how many times have we gone to Holy Mass in our life? How many times have we gone to Holy Mass when we didn't have to, but we wanted to? How many times have we gone to Holy Mass and received our Lord in Holy Communion? In all of those different moments when we were able to pray the Holy Mass, when we were able to unite ourselves to the sacrifice of the cross, when we were able to enter into the mystery of the Last Supper, the First Mass, when we were able to unite ourselves through the words and the actions, the prayers and the intention of the priest to Jesus, who was offering a sacrifice of himself to the Father in heaven, did we appreciate, did we know, did we acknowledge, did we receive the great understanding that the Father in heaven approaches our hearts and comes to our hearts through the heart of Jesus? Literally, when we receive our Lord in Holy Communion, the Father has come to us. We've received his Son, but the Father comes to us through him. Through the heart of the Son, God the Father approaches our hearts and comes to them. Do we strive to have union with God? Do we strive to conform ourselves to God? Do we try to obey the Lord, the living God? Do we believe in God? Do we at least acknowledge God? There are some who are listening right now who perhaps have moments where they struggle to believe. They struggle to even acknowledge him. Think about how many times in conversation or in a song or in a movie you've heard the Lord's name taken in vain. The person who took the Lord's name in vain, were they acknowledging God exists? Were they crying out his name with a desire for his mercy, with a desire for his love? In our own speech, in the way we live our lives, do we acknowledge the Lord lives? Then, do we believe in him? There is a God. Okay, that's first step. Now, I'm going to follow God. Next step. Jesus is the Lord, Son of the living God. Jesus is the second person of the Trinity. He is the Son of the Most High, God the Son. Do I believe in Jesus? Do I follow Jesus? Do I spend time with him in prayer? When I draw close to Jesus, even just in saying his most holy name, do I lower my head? Do I allow my heart to be quiet, silent, if only but for a moment? Just to have that one moment of intimacy, one moment of union with the Lord? Or do I just go along my day as if he doesn't exist? Do I believe Jesus is the Lord? Once we acknowledge we do believe, then we have to start to change the way we act, change the way we think, change the way we love. We have to change the way we live. And it's what helps us grow deeper and deeper into a lifelong union with the heart of Jesus. And as we draw close to the heart of Jesus, we don't always think about it or acknowledge it, but God the Father is coming to us. Jesus becomes the bridge. We enter into him, and the Father meets us in the heart of his Son and then enters into us. You know, that's why we say when we're baptized, we become a son or a daughter of God the Father, a brother or sister of the Lord Jesus Christ. It helps us to acknowledge the intimacy we're called to have with the Trinity, the reality that we're supposed to be one with God the Father. We're supposed to be one with the Lord. When the Lord speaks, we not only hear and listen, but we strive to obey and follow and do his word, do his will, live in union with him. It's the opportunity that's presented to each one of us. And in this month of June, we have the opportunity to draw close to his sacred heart, the sacred heart of Jesus Christ. Are we able to acknowledge that when we draw close to the Lord Jesus in the Holy Eucharist, the Blessed Sacrament, whether the church is empty and we're the only ones before him, or whether the church is full of disciples preparing for Holy Mass, are we able to acknowledge that the closer and closer we draw to the Lord, the more and more the Father in heaven draws closer to us? The Lord Jesus unites us. The beautiful words of St. John Paul II, through the heart of the Son, God the Father approaches our hearts and comes to them. Helps us to understand a little bit more about what the Lord Jesus was telling us when he said he does not leave us orphans. He doesn't abandon us. He's come rather to claim us. Through baptism, we become sons and daughters of God the Father. Something important for us to remember and to hold on to, especially if life is stressful right now, or if we know there's something coming up that's going to be rather burdensome. I have to remember, I am a son of God the Father, a brother of the Lord Jesus Christ. I'm a part of the family of God. I'm a part of the church. Those simple reminders can bring profound hope to our hearts and to our souls, so that when things get challenging or difficult, we're sustained in our hope and our desire for union with the Lord Jesus. We also have an opportunity to become those who intercede on behalf of others who struggle. We are those who are given that knowledge, given that formation, given that foundation to remind others, you're called to be a son of God the Father. You're called to be a daughter of God the Father. Draw close to the Lord, he who made you and sustains you, to know why he called you into life and what you're called to do. We are called to remind others that they were made for the Lord. No one was created by accident. No one was created as an afterthought. Each of us were created and sustained by God for the Lord. And just knowing that little detail can help sustain us in hope and bring stability to the chaos that can so easily envelop us and engulf us and distract us from being at peace. Have you ever considered making a holy hour before the Lord Jesus? Have you ever thought about going to visit the Lord in your parish church outside of or apart from Mass? Our adoration of the Lord in the Holy Eucharist is meant to literally lead us into Mass and then usher us out of Mass. It helps us to appreciate the words of the Mass all that much more when we spend time in quiet prayer with the Lord. Now, of course, the first time we do it, we might not know exactly what we're supposed to do, so a lot of people will take something to read and meditate upon, but our eventual goal should be to dwell in his presence, listening to him, gazing upon him, allowing ourselves to be guided by the Spirit. We can read something from sacred scripture, from the life of a saint, but truth be told, when we're spending time with the Lord in that holy hour, it's supposed to be a holy hour, not an hour of reading or an hour of napping or an hour of jotting down things we have to do. It's supposed to be a holy hour, an hour with the Lord. on this Tuesday, something to keep in our minds and our hearts as a little challenge. Maybe before the end of the month of June, this month of the Sacred Heart, I'm just going to set aside 1 hour. I'm going to visit the church or visit a chapel. I'm just going to give the Lord an hour of my time. Ask Him to enter into my heart, to open my heart, so that God the Father may enter into me through Jesus Christ, His Son. May the Sacred Heart of Jesus be our refuge, be our source of hope, be our source of consolation. How can the heart of Jesus be our source of hope and consolation and be our refuge? Because the heart of Jesus is the doorway through which God the Father will walk so as to enter into us. And where the Trinity dwells, there is peace, there is love, there is joy, there is stability. Even if there is incredible stress or noise in the world, if in our hearts we make room for the Trinity, if in our hearts we make room for the Sacred Heart of Jesus, and we allow God the Father to enter into our hearts through the heart of Jesus, then He will bring peace. He will bring healing. He will help us to see as He sees, listen as He listens, forgive as He forgives, and help point out the way towards heaven as the Lord Jesus has pointed out the way towards the kingdom. May the Lord give you His peace.